Tim Nutt joins us on Sports Byline. He's the creative editor at Adweek and also the founding editor at Ad Free, covering the creative side of advertising for Adweek. Tim, I read a very interesting stat today, and that was that 15% of all those that watch the Super Bowl only watch for the commercials. Does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me, really. You know, people love to watch the Super Bowl ads every year. You know, there's obviously a lot of Super Bowl football fans around the world, but it's the one night of the year where people kind of look forward to the commercials. And if you're not a football fan, you might tune in anyway to watch some of the creativity coming out of Madison Avenue.
I'm going to throw it out there right away. 30-second ads reportedly costing at least $5 million. When you take a look over the landscape of the Super Bowl and, you know, the way things have gone as far as cost with the Super Bowl ads, what has been the driving force for that?
Well, it's still the only place where you can get 113 million eyeballs on your spot. You know, obviously the media landscape is getting so fractured now. And live television, big live event television, you know, these ad rates are staying strong because there's just not many of these opportunities left. And if you're a brand that really wants to hit a ton of people with a broad message, this is going to be, you know, your first or second choice probably during the year. And it's not, obviously, it's not cheap to get in, but a lot of these brands, they do it because they love it. Anheuser-Busch, obviously, is going to be back this year. You know, it's just it's a lot of these brands just say, we want to be there, we want to be visible. And, you know, $5 million is a lot of money for 30 seconds. I mean, that's up from $2 million as recently as 2000. So, you know, certainly for the broadcasters, they're raking in the dollars. But for these companies who are willing to step up, they think it's worth it.
My first coverage of the Super Bowl was back Super Bowl number 4 down in New Orleans. And what I always remember is they begged me to come to the commissioner's party and asked how many tickets I wanted at $25 a piece, and I'm sure it's been that way with the advertising as well. Tell me how the creative side of advertising in the Super Bowl has changed over the years.
Well, you know, you used to have a lot of Americana. I think there's been probably more comedy lately. You know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, you'd have some comedy, but you'd also have, you know, more serious messaging. You know, in 1984, that was the year that Super Bowl advertising really kind of got blown out with the Apple commercial introducing the Macintosh, and that commercial was called 1984. You know, still considered probably the greatest ad ever made, and it turned the Super Bowl into what it is today, which is really an advertising showcase. And you know, I think some of the greatest ads that we've seen over the last 10 years have been on the game. And you know, the quality sometimes is up and down. I don't know if we've seen a truly great Super Bowl ad in a few years now. Hopefully we'll see one this year. You know, the trend now is also to release these ads early. You know, a lot of Volkswagen started this back in 2011 when they released their very wonderful little mini Vader commercial with the little kid dressed up as Darth Vader. I'm sure you remember that one.
Yeah, I do.
They released that on the Wednesday before the game, and they just got so much more engagement with it than they would have gotten had they just released it on the Sunday. You know, so many brands are doing this now. I would say the majority of companies actually release their ads before the game. So that's been a change as well. So, yeah, we're just interested to see, you know, if there's going to be a home run come Sunday. I don't think we've seen one yet, so I guess we'll have to wait and see.
You know, the other thing, too, is you know the creative side of advertising for the Super Bowl, and I'm just wondering how you cram in enough to be able to get your message across in just 30 seconds.
Well, it is difficult, you know. I mean, a lot of these brands, I would point to a brand like Snickers, which is the Mars candy brand. You know, they've done a wonderful job advertising over the past 10 years on the Super Bowl, starting in 2010 with the commercial with Betty White playing football. I mean, they've got a message that they try to hammer home throughout the year with their larger marketing campaign. And then on the Super Bowl, they just kind of raise it a level. You know, they try to deliver the same message just with a bit bigger punchline maybe, or a bit more flash or spectacle. And Snickers, actually, this year, they're going to be the first brand ever to air a live commercial on the Super Bowl. So at the beginning of the third quarter, I think it's in the first ad pod of the third quarter, there's going to be a live commercial performed by Snickers, starring Adam Driver, who played Kylo Ren in the Force Awakens Star Wars movie. So that's a pretty interesting development this year, kind of a high-wire act for Snickers. So definitely check out that one. But as far as the creative on the game, it's really become a lot of automakers, too. You know, Hyundai's going to be doing something interesting this year. with military military theme, I believe. And there's a bunch of other ones: Audi, Lexus, Honda, Buick. I mean, it's a traffic jam on the Super Bowl nowadays. And but they actually, you know, they come out with some pretty great spots too. So I'm looking forward to those. We don't know what Chrysler's going to do. They've had some really wonderful advertising over the years. You probably remember the Clint Eastwood ad,
right,
back in 2012, and then they had Eminem the year before. They've had Bob Dylan in their commercials. So yeah, we don't know what to expect from Chrysler. They don't pre-release their ads. They're sort of old school, so really psyched to see what they do.
How do they measure the effectiveness of the ad that they have and whether they're getting value for their $5 million?
Well, you know, the ugly truth is that they don't know how to do that. You know, this is the old adage that I know half of my advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half. I mean, so many advertisers on the Super Bowl, they take it on faith that they're going to get a bump, you know, but it's so hard to tie anything to sales that's not targeted. You know, something that's so mass appeal like this, I would venture to say for a lot of these companies, it's almost like a vanity play. You know, we want to be there. We can't necessarily tie it to specific sales figures that justify our return on investment, but we just want to be in the game. We want to be part of this big party that America's having. And, you know, that's even if it doesn't affect sales necessarily on a huge scale, it definitely affects brand awareness. And it affects goodwill toward brands from football fans. So, you know, it's rarely, I think, the brands come out of the Super Bowl thinking, you know, I really wasted that money, you know, unless they have a terrible commercial. So, and there have been a few of those over the years. So as long as you have a halfway decent commercial, I think you come out of the game with people feeling good about you.
An observation for me, and if you think I'm wrong about it, feel free to correct me on it. But I think in this day and age of multiple platforms and social media and the exposure that this game gets on those platforms, I think that they're getting another bump in their bang for their buck. Am I correct in that observation?
Well, absolutely. And in fact, the marketing activity around a Super Bowl commercial like this is really pretty staggering. You know, they have ads, teasers for the commercial, and they really sort of stretch it out over 2 weeks, and it becomes really a big campaign more than it is a single commercial. And you're absolutely right that social completely amplifies it. You know, you think about 113 million last year people watched it on TV in the United States. You know, some of the bigger ads from every, you know, from each Super Bowl get probably 50 million plus views online. So you're talking about half as much exposure again, you know, and you're not paying for that. You're just putting that on your YouTube channel. You put it on your Facebook channel. You know, you're not paying $5 million for it. You're just sort of sending it out into the world, and people, you know, if it's a good commercial, people will share it and they'll enjoy it. So you're right. It's become a big business, and it's social media and digital media is a huge part of it.
You know, a lot of things, or at least something that I don't think most people know, is the fact, yes, it's $5 million for a 30-second spot, but how much does it cost to produce a 30-second spot that adds to that cost?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, and it really depends on what your creative looks like. I was talking to the global chief creative officer today, in fact, of BBDO Worldwide. They do the Snickers campaign, and they've done so many great, you know, a lot of the FedEx campaigns from the Super Bowl. And he was telling me that he produced a Super Bowl ad for FedEx one time that only cost a few thousand dollars to make. And on the other hand, a few years back, I'm not sure if you remember this one, but Mercedes created a commercial where they had, first of all, it was a 120-second commercial. So you're talking 12 million plus just on the media buy. And then they had Willem Dafoe in it. They had Kate Upton in it. They had, I think, a third celebrity in it. And it's not unusual to pay those folks $1 million or more just to be in the commercial. And then you talk about visual effects, too. The production of a 60 or a 90-second Super Bowl ad, those production costs can run into the millions also. So when you talk about, I mean, that Mercedes ad, I would not be surprised if they spent $20 million altogether. And only a little more than half of that, I think, was the actual media buy with the broadcaster. So, you know, but you know, Google ran a commercial in 2010 that was really interesting called Parisian Love, and that was really just a bunch of screen grabs. And if you're a creatively talented person, you know, you don't have to necessarily spend $5 or $10 million on production if you've got an interesting idea and you can pull it off just with whatever software you got on your computer. So, I mean, creativity runs the gamut from very simple stuff to very complex stuff. So, on the Super Bowl, you'll see both.
We have about 30 seconds left. Are you surprised about some of the sponsors that have dropped out of advertising when they have in the past been part of the Super Bowl advertising?
A little bit. You know, one that comes to mind specifically is Doritos. You know, they've had this Crash the Super Bowl contest for about 10 years where they They invite people all over the country, amateurs, you know, non-professional filmmakers, to kind of submit their own ad ideas. And they got, you know, wonderful traction off that. It was one of the biggest things they did every year. And this year, they're gone. They decided they're just going to not do it anymore.
I want to thank you very much, Tim, for joining us and talking about the advertising side of the Super Bowl. I appreciate your insights. Take care.
All right, you too. Thank you very much.
Tim Nudd with us again, creative editor at Adweek, founding editor of Adfree, covering the creative side of advertising for Adweek. And I always think it's fascinating to be able to hear about that perspective, because I look for the ads as well. I want to see the ones that I will never forget and then pass it on to my friends like Tim was talking about. And I think in this day and age, with the mass media that we have and all the different platforms we have for distributing things like the commercials, it's something that's very important to the success of the Super Bowl. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.